You are listening to The Straight Shooters exclusively on Wildfire Radio. Subscribe to The Straight Shooters podcast on iTunes by visiting the iTunes store and download every episode on wildfireradio.com. Now, here's Vaughn Johnson and Nick Picone bringing you the latest and greatest in the world of professional wrestling.
Oh, Shooters Radio Universe!
My name, of course, is Vaughn Johnson of Philly.com.
Well, super nerdy pet peeve of mine, nitpicky, I don't think he should have been hopping over the top rope like some parkour champion.
Who cares?
Who cares? What is your name?
Yeah, as always, with my man, Pots and Pans, Nick Picone.
That's me.
It doesn't matter what your name is!
You like the crazy white guy in the group full of black guys now.
Hey, that's fine with me.
Which is always the craziest one in the group.
We got the wrestling show coming up next. So
Straight
Shooters is, I believe, the number one show on Wildfire Radio.
You know that thing that they got now, Netflix and chill? That,
yes.
It used to be a blockbuster night.
Feeling good.
What actually happened on the show? Nothing.
Give me a hell yeah! I said, give me a hell yeah!
It is Friday, March 25th, 2016, and if you're listening to Wildfire Radio at this moment, that means you're listening to the Straight Shooters podcast here on wildfireradio.com. If you're listening to us on the download, that'll be on iTunes and wildfireradio.com there as well. This is episode 33 of the Straight Shooters, and it's a good one. Why? They're all good, but this one is extra, extra good because it's a good Friday. And
I see what you did there.
The word good, see,
yes.
Play on, not really a play on words, but it's extra, extra good because we got a special edition. We're not going to really dig deep into WWE talk because we are like 9-10 days out from WrestleMania,
that's right.
Which is the biggest show of the year, even though it does not feel like it at all.
Yeah.
But we will talk a little bit about Raw. Myself, of course, Vaughn Johnson of Philly.com. Nick Picone of Philly Voice, PhillyInfluencer.com. Our special guest, our Wildfire Radio brethren, good brother, Brian Isley of The Brian Isley Show.
Yeah.
And Boombox Life. We're going to put Boombox Life second. Because it's the Brian Isley Show first.
Don't do that. I don't want to piss anybody off.
It's too late. The show carries your namesake. It should come first.
Okay, yeah. I'll agree with that.
Now, when Saquon and everybody else here, I'm like, Boombox Life.
Yeah,
who cares about that Brian Isley Show?
Yeah, right, right. And they'll agree with you.
But as I was alluding to, we got a special show because this bracket thing I set up, and I was kind of hinting at for a couple of weeks, mm-hmm. We're going to go through this now. It's obviously March, and everybody's talking about March Madness. We're in the middle of the Sweet 16. We got the second half of that tonight, right?
Right.
It's week 16. The first half is last night. Villanova blew the doors off Miami. They were all blowouts last week.
Right. They were. Yeah.
Miami got spanked. Kansas spanked. Who was it? Kansas spanked somebody.
Yeah.
Sure they did.
Oregon spanked Duke. It was.
Yes.
Yeah. No, they were.
Yes.
The game.
Oklahoma.
With Duke.
Kind of cruised past Texas A&M. All right.
I hate Duke.
I was a Duke fan growing up.
I hate Duke.
I understand that. I understand. I
hate them.
You hate Duke because they're really, really good at what they do.
Hate Duke because they're a bunch of suckers.
People hate success, and I understand that.
I hate suckers.
They were the defending.
Only Duke Blue Devil I like is Grand Hill.
They were the defending national champions, but we're not going to, you know, four championships in the last 20.
Defending national cornballs.
But who did Kansas beat yesterday? Kansas beat...
cornballs.
I'm just ignoring that right there.
I know.
Who did Kansas beat? Yes, they beat somebody. I can't
just do
remember.
A quick Google search.
I'm like Stewie right now, calling on Lois, and she laying in the bed ignoring.
Googling Kansas wasn't smart.
No,
because the state came up, right?
Yeah, yeah. Maryland.
That's Maryland. Right. Yeah, they beat them pretty good too.
The Derps.
We won't have any blowouts in our bracket because we're going to have a bracket. I've set up a bracket of the top WrestleManias of all time. Now,
right.
I'll dig into the details later, but we're going to go through this round by round. That's why we have three of us here, so we can have, because right. I'll have a vote, Nick will have a vote, and Brian, or wherever, but we have three, so we can have a decisive winner in each matchup.
No doubt.
So I'll dig into that later on, but for right now, let's talk about this past Monday.
Do we have to?
A little bit, because it was in the air. It was in Philly.
And we were there.
And we were there.
Sitting next to each other.
Right.
Oh.
At Raw. Yeah. First, let's shout out to the people, to the couple, handful of people that showed up to McFadden's before the show, hung out.
That was nice. That was good.
Had some drinks, had some laughs.
Oh, you
some
guys food. Are celebrities.
Not
some
really.
Food. I had some food. Vaughn ate before we got there.
Yeah, I had a couple bologna, turkey bologna.
Hey, man.
I didn't feel like spending money.
You gotta save that money, bro.
Yes. Yeah, and, but we had a couple people show up. It wasn't like, you know, we had the whole train out there like that.
It wasn't the Uncle Luke party or nothing like that.
I wish it was, man.
too early in the day for that.
Wow, yeah. Okay.
People were still getting off of work. You know, the hoes, they're not even awake at 5 o'clock.
Monday. No one wants to do anything Mondays anyway.
Word. I could dig it.
Hoes ain't awake at 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
They not.
You know.
I wouldn't know, so.
I don't know about that. How do you know about that?
Exactly. I've dealt with a few hoes in my lifetime. But, let's not get sidetracked.
Here, nor there, right?
Yeah, here we go. Here we go.
Let's not get sidetracked.
Not gonna have a hope.
It's like every time Brian's here, we just get sidetracked. I'm talking about all kinds of stuff.
All kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
And we got a whole nother 56 minutes to go.
Yeah, so I have a feeling we're gonna get sidetracked a couple more times. But shout out to the people that came to the McFadden's Raw. Brian, you haven't seen it yet. You haven't watched it on TV or nothing.
Nah.
You literally can skip this week's episode.
Wow.
Besides like one match.
And which is the first match.
The
correct?
Very first match.
Which, okay. If we want to be honest, didn't really mean anything in the grand scheme of it. It was just a really great match.
And if you watch SmackDown, you probably saw the same exact outcome. But
that's cool sometimes though, right? Where you is there's doesn't necessarily have to be a storyline. You just got two dudes in there. But it's a great match.
It was a great match
in the beginning. And it kind of set the tone. We're like, oh my God, this episode's going to be great.
Right.
And you set that expectation, and then everything else after it was just garbage.
Let's just put it this way. There was a triple threat match that went off about good three or four minutes between Zack Ryder, Sin Cara, and Stardust. And we were like, what the hell?
Exactly.
Is this Superstars? Now, I will say,
that's crazy.
It set up the ladder match for WrestleMania for the IC title, but it's
we got to talk about that too, because that's ridiculous.
It's ridiculous, but look, WWE, they got a lot of injuries, man. I can only imagine that this match would have Cesaro, or definitely Neville, who recently got hurt.
Yeah.
So let's say Cesaro, Neville, and who's another mid-carder that probably, you know.
I mean, Cesaro, yeah, he already said it.
I mean, what is this? WrestleMania 31 again?
That's for what this match, yeah. For this match, at least. It's kind of lazy. It's very lazy, actually.
That's very lazy.
You clearly had an great one-on-one match waiting for Owens that you're either going to do it
and you could have been really creative and like told the story, told the backstory that like they did on NXT, you know.
I had to
say something about that on Twitter. I also discussed it when I seen that match.
Hey, congratulations to the guys. I mean, Zack Ryder's getting a WrestleMania match. It's gonna be the first time he's gonna hear his music at WrestleMania.
Okay, that's awesome.
Good for him.
But I like Zack Ryder.
If Neville never got hurt, that wouldn't have happened.
Hey, if they had built Zack Ryder, if they had done something with Zack Ryder in the last month, like giving him a victory and said, hey, he might be a contender now.
Yeah.
I mean, it would make sense. But
do you guys remember? He's a former US champion too. I don't know how many people remember that.
Yeah.
So
he had a nice little run.
Until
Kane broke his back like 6 times. Him into a dumpster.
Yeah.
And then Eve Torres kicked him in the nuts in his previous WrestleMania match, which was like 4 years ago.
Crazy.
It's bad.
It's good that he worked his way back. Great for him.
Awesome. Yeah, he's hung around long enough. There's enough injuries that way he can get on the card.
And maybe Mojo Rawley helps him out during the match.
Maybe.
They build off that NXT.
There only had to be 12 injuries in order for him to and that's the truth. I'm not even exaggerating.
The whole basketball team had to get hurt for you to get on.
And he's been hanging around. He hasn't gotten fired. He hasn't quit yet.
Yeah.
So it's not like he's built up some wins. They got a story. It's just like, you're still here. We have literally nobody else. We have no other bodies. So come on in, Zach. And that sucks because I think Zach Ryder is talented. He's a good character, but.
Yeah.
He had some steam behind him 4 years ago, and they just doused the flames on that. So
most of the reaction of the crowd was kind of like, "What?" Like when they put the match together and stuff, It was like, all right, well, you're going to face all six. It was kind of like,
For real.
Right. None of these guys have done anything in the last month, besides maybe Sami Zayn, and they haven't really told anybody why Sami Zayn is cool, why we should like him.
Yeah.
He hasn't gotten a promo. But
they just assume that everybody watched NXT and just saw
him. And just get it. But that's just like that's just lazy. Get this guy a promo. Get this dude a video package. Like, prime example, I watched NXT this past week, and they did a video package on American Alpha, which was fantastic. And they do these videos for big matches sometimes, like periodically throughout the year, like they did it for Finn Balor, did it for Apollo Crews.
Their vignettes?
Yeah, the little vignettes. And they did one for American Alpha, where they talked about how they were both very accomplished amateur wrestlers. And in their, you know, but they still didn't win the big one, right? They, like, Gable went to the Olympics and lost in the Olympics, didn't win gold, didn't win a medal. And what's his name? Jordan was a wrestler at Indiana University and lost in the national title final, like in a tournament. And they're talking about, like, wow, we didn't win the big one then, but it's motivation for us to win the big one now. Mm-hmm. It's like, damn, that's good.
It is.
Because it's a video package of two people we care about. It made them care about them more. And you gave them motivation to win besides just winning the tag titles. Now they want to win the big one.
Look, man, they just taking it back to basics at NXT.
That's what
man.
It is. Like, why is it so hard to do that nowadays? The answer is it's not.
WWE has, like, the best video people in the world.
They do.
They do great. They did video package on the Raw, which you, I mean, they're good, but it's for Shane McMahon and The Undertaker. It's like,
makes you want to say it.
Right. We already know why.
I saw that eye roll.
But the thing is, I already know about these guys. Like, I know they had Enzo Gracie talking about how much of a good fighter Shane McMahon has become. Like, he's still 46. He's still like a businessman. He's 46. Not a wrestler.
His dad got more hair than him now.
Right, he's not a fighter. Like, I don't care what
he is now.
Yeah, because Enzo Gracie said so.
Exactly.
They showed him rolling around doing jiu-jitsu and stuff like that. I'm like,
you take his word, his gospel.
Do that type of stuff with other guys, not just Shane.
Yeah.
Listen, I love Shane.
I do too.
Love Shane. I hate this match, bro.
I don't.
No, all right, that's cool.
But I think it has a lot to do with I'm trying to make myself enjoy it. So I look past all the.
You know what? I know he's going to do Death Defying stuff. He's going to do stuff to get popped.
Not even that. Like, the storyline isn't terrible, but it's out of nowhere.
That makes it kind of terrible.
I don't.
There's no build up to it.
Well, the announcement from Raw. Are we gonna talk about it?
Remember when they had like damn near year long build ups to WrestleMania matches?
Yeah.
That's when they actually planned ahead though. They don't do that.
One of my favorites of all time is the build up to Batista turned on Evolution against Triple H. I was like pro wrestling 101 and
very subtle.
Granted, they didn't need that the night Batista turned on him, they didn't need him listening to Triple H from outside of the locker room, where kind of told the audience, you didn't really need that. It kind of soured a little bit, but the end result was amazing. And it's been forever since we've seen something like that.
You know, Macho Man and Hogan, Mega Powers exploding. That took place over the course of a year.
A strong year, because it went from WrestleMania to WrestleMania. Right.
Now, granted, you had less time to fill compared to today, but that's a pro wrestling storyline. Like, you can even today,
it can still be done. And so the fact that we don't see that year long, it could be 2 or 3 months.
And it doesn't have to be with every superstar. Right. It could be with your top.
I mean, they just did it with Brock and The Undertaker.
I don't know if they really did it with Brock. It's just like
from SummerSlam to October.
Right? It's like, we got these two guys. We want to put them in the match again. They did have that one match at WrestleMania 30. Let's just build off of that. It's like, all right, well, that was like a year and a half ago. But whatever. They didn't really do a build. It was just they're both available. Put them in the main event.
They were matches. Right.
We're going to build this show around these two big names. And people are going to come out in droves, right?
It's not necessarily a bad idea. But like you said, it wasn't necessarily a huge build up or storyline.
And I don't think it really sold any more tickets that they were already going to sell.
You don't think so?
I don't know. They packed the place, but they're going to sell tickets regardless because it's SummerSlam.
I dig that.
Like, WWE itself sells tickets. They may not sell out buildings everywhere, but they sell tickets, right? You don't have to know anything else in the car. We're going to go to Raw anyway or a house show. Because
of the name.
Right, and WrestleMania, and they've done that now because they don't build just individuals. They build up the brand first. So people just go to see WWE. They don't go to see individual guys. Yeah. But they still kind of, even though they do that, and that's a actual thing they actually do, like, on purpose, they still put big names, like, but this Brock and the Undertaker, doesn't matter why. It's Brock and the Undertaker. Don't you want to see these guys? Like, I'm going to watch this regardless. Put Cena and Rollins on top. I'm going to watch it because it's SummerSlam.
Yep.
Like, I don't necessarily need Brock and Undertaker. I'm going to watch anyway because... Right. And if you're gonna put Brock Undertaker, you better give me a damn good reason to watch. And it's the same with Shane and Undertaker. At first, it's like, whoa, what the hell? This is what? I'm just gonna have to watch. Now it's like, ooh, why do I want to watch this again? Like, maybe they'll do something good this coming Monday because they definitely did not care about this past show.
No, and that's what's the most frustrating aspect because it's Philly, and the last Raw show they came at was one of their best shows, you know, in recent memory. So December just kind of washed away, like nothing happened on that show.
Everything in the kitchen sink at Brooklyn. Yeah. This is the last one. And how about Dean Ambrose getting a... Oh, I guess this won't be spoiled for you. He's probably not going to watch anyway. Dean Ambrose got a chainsaw from Terry Funk.
You know what I mean? It wasn't even in the arena.
I did see that part. I saw that.
That was kind of funny.
Saw that on the video. That
the
was
frustrating part of it. They could have done the same damn thing in the ring. Have, you know, one of those tables from the...
It wouldn't have made any sense, though.
Why not?
You just have
Ambrose come out for a promo, and then Terry Funk come out.
And give him a chainsaw, an announce table?
No. Like, one of the ones the Dudleys don't use anymore. They could just take it from under the ring. And obviously, that's going to...
It's
like,
probably dangerous to have...
They could have had a cheap pop or something, but something would have been way more interesting than what they did in the day at a freaking tavern.
Seeing vignettes outside of the ring, they do everything in the arena, in the ring. It looks exactly the same. Sometimes it's good to do it in a different setting.
And it's for a half damn hour. Fine with vignettes. Right. I'm good with vignettes.
It was the show. If this particular show had that, it would have made it better.
To you. I don't know. I think I like when APA used to tear up bars. That's not the same when they do it in the ring. But when they go to the bar,
that's
friendly tap.
Different though.
Or when they're playing cards in the
back. You need different settings.
That vignette with APA and Jackie at WrestleMania 17 was awesome.
Oh, and he was when Love Your Blues go out there and blah 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 blah.
Or that badass Bodacious.
Yeah, Bodacious the Bull.
You already had Ambrose in a bar the week before.
Do it again. Do it every week. Different bars.
I mean, I don't mind that, but it was Philly. Terry Funk would have gotten a big pop.
It was a chance for us to react.
You're right about that. Extreme and all that. Yeah,
you're going to bring that to the ring just so Terry Funk can get a pop.
Yeah, and obviously Ambrose will get a big pop too.
Hey, I've been saying this for months now. None of these superstars get pop. Get pop wherever you can get it. These dudes get
that would have woke us up.
Pop.
Because honestly, after the first hour, we were all dead.
At all. It sounds the exact same way as when I just walked in the building. Ain't nobody say shit when I walked in. And that's exactly what they do when superstars come out and go to the ring for their match. They don't say a damn thing.
I'll say this. We didn't really experience it in December because the show was so good. It went by really fast. But Raw is tough to sit through for 3 hours, yo.
It's tough to sit through for an hour.
Right. But if you're watching it at home, at least you might have something to distract you.
Right.
When you're in the building, that's tough, man. Because you think, I got to go home.
I got to go to the bathroom.
Right. Like, you get all this stuff. It's like, I spent $12 on a slice of pizza. Eating was really good.
These crab fries are messing my stomach up right now.
Actually, one of the highlights of my night was getting up to go get a hot dog, and I had to wait 20 minutes for them to make it, so I missed the Big Show promo, Kane and all that.
Poor guy.
But you notice how I left at the exact time the Pyro was about to come out, too. So that was the only reason I left. Hey, Pyro, by the way. I think it's ridiculously unneeded for... Most of those.
Yeah, it was needed when it was first introduced.
Yeah.
They needed everything that they
I like
could
the entrance,
get.
You know, Pyro, I don't have no problem with that.
But now,
doing the Ryback big bang when he goes,
you're just a punk. No. You're just a wimp.
How?
Brace yourself. You're ready for
that
it.
Annoying as hell.
That was a way to get some of them over. Like, especially with Goldberg's Pyro.
That didn't make a loud bang.
Yes, it did. It made a bunch of bang.
No, it didn't.
And he would breathe it in. That was part of his appeal.
It was
breathing
fireworks.
Breathing in the pyro and all that. That was part of his appeal.
He would throw punches and kicks, and we would go boom, boom, boom.
Yeah, because after all the...
I've never heard that.
He would... The sparks would fly, and then he would
when he was doing the uppercuts and stuff, walking to the ring.
And they would throw punches.
That was bang. Him, though.
That was all. That was all pyro.
No,
no, they would. It would be loud noises. Yes, it would. No, what's the point of doing sparklers when he's throwing fists? When it never came across on TV.
Watch a video.
Yes, it did.
It was pop. Dude, it was loud.
You were talking WWE or WCW?
Both. WWE got it from WCW.
I don't buy it.
The only thing he changed about his interest in WWE was his music, which was stupid.
Yeah, that was dumb.
Well, how different? Well, his debut wasn't that much different.
No, the debut was the same music. Yeah. Okay. They changed that.
They just added it to the network, so I watched that again.
Before we keep talking about Raw, Goldberg underrated, overrated? What?
I don't know how he could possibly be underrated.
I'm just like, overrated. Overrated.
If I had to choose one or the other, I would go overrated. But I think he's exactly
where
he should be.
I'll go one step further. He was whack as hell.
Damn.
And I'll just leave it at that.
He gave us two choices. Then he go like. I don't know. I wouldn't say over.
I like Goldberg.
I think Goldberg was used for what he was best for.
He hurt other superstars. He was whacking around.
You want to see? Look at Ryback. That's exactly what Ryback. He did exactly what he's supposed to.
And Ryback is worse because he's a knockoff Goldberg.
But the thing is, they don't try to make money with Ryback. They shouldn't try to make money with Ryback. Look at him. He's a freaking agent. They like big body guys. But Ryback is no further than that guy.
Crazy. He's an uglier Goldberg. How can you be uglier than Goldberg?
Uglier Goldberg. Damn.
I can see that. I agree with that.
All right. That's enough about Raw.
Right. Pyro sucks.
You guys are getting depressed by the minute.
Why don't you like Pyro? I like Pyro.
Not all of it. I mean, I like AJ's. AJ's is pretty cool. Jericho's is cool.
But they don't need it now.
Like Kane, do you really need the four posts now?
No.
With his, I know it's character, but why not in the beginning? You know, he doesn't need to do the hand thing anymore. It's stupid.
He's been doing it for like 20 years.
Get over it.
That's like Hulk Hogan not cupping the ear when it comes out.
Well, we cannot compare the two. We cannot compare. Could
you imagine
Hogan
though, like, if Kane walked out and he didn't do the five? Like, what happened to Kane?
Nah, he just attack his opponent. Nah, I will be like, what's wrong with Kane? He didn't do the hand.
No, nobody's going to say what's wrong with Kane. What they're going to say is, why is Kane still walking to the ring? That's what they're going to say.
Big Show doesn't need his pyro, but Kane.
That's another thing. Just the.
That's stupid. I'll give you that one. He doesn't need it. But Kane with the four posts? Like, that's Kane. That's what he does.
Big Show doesn't need to do the arm raise?
No, he doesn't.
You know what? He needed to stop doing that when The Rock played the hell out of
him. Let's do Big Show.
Once that happened, that was like Biggie on Unbelievable talking about Kwame and the polka dot. Yeah. It's a wrap for you, bro.
It's done.
It's over with.
It's done.
Stop doing that.
It's over. It's done. We're done talking about Raw. No more Raw.
Nothing really happened on SmackDown either. So
right. It's
SmackDown still on the air?
Yeah. I gotta watch it every week.
For your review?
Yeah.
Man, you love to write.
You must really love that. All right. It says with all this is building up to WrestleMania.
Right.
WrestleMania.
Yeah, and April 3rd.
Yes.
And NXT TakeOver is still looking better than WrestleMania, by the way. Just a side note. But because it's WrestleMania, because it's March, and like I said, March Madness and all that stuff, we got this bracket here.
Right.
And it's sitting next to us. I think, Nick, you took a picture of it, put it on Twitter.
Put it on Twitter.
Oh, that's awesome.
Of the bracket we have set up. It's not necessarily in, like, doesn't look fantastic. I mean, we wrote it ourselves.
In the car.
Right. Yeah, it was kind of a bumpy ride, so bear with us. Did the best we could. But about 2 months ago, I got this idea. I was like, you know what? I'm going to do a bracket about WrestleMania. I'm going to put together a bracket of the top WrestleManias of all time. So you got to think of the logistics here. There's only been 31 WrestleManias. That doesn't make for a good bracket.
No.
So I had to chop off 7. And I made it down, put it down. I could have made it 28, but I put it down to 24. And I designed it after, if you're a football, college football fan, you'll recognize it based off, like, I think, I'm pretty sure the FCS does it, but I know Division II does it, where it's 4 regions, 6 teams, I think, yes, I'm pretty sure it's still 6 teams in each region in D2, and the top 2 teams in each region get a bye. So that's exactly what I did with WrestleMania. So I chopped off the worst seven. And I'm not going to tell you which ones chopped off yet. When we reveal the bracket.
Could have been a couple up there.
It's always, when there's always a little debate about who's in the tournament and who's not, the snubs, so to speak. So we got potentially some snubs here. You feel free to debate it. You'll be probably wrong. But when we reveal the bracket, you'll realize which ones are obviously in the tournament and which ones aren't in the tournament. And we're going to go through each round, each matchup, and we're going to vote for which one would win. And that's why there's three of us here, because there's going to be a winner. We're not going to have a tie or anything like that.
I just realized something. He was nitpicking. Nick Cone.
Oh.
Yeah. About what? The pyro?
No. About that in the bracket.
Yeah.
Well, he's probably going to Nick Picone some more.
Yo, that's funny, right?
That's why you're the comedy guy.
Man, I just thought of it. I was like, hey, that's funny.
I got a brand that.
Yeah, you do.
I got a Nick Pick here. So we're going to, like I said, four regions, six WrestleManias in each region. We're going to do this bracket style. We're going to reveal it like the selection show. Except we're going to do it a lot faster than the selection show did it this year.
Yeah, we are.
So four regions, I named them after the four names that's closely associated with WrestleMania. Most associated with WrestleMania, sans Hulk Hogan. Because, for obvious reasons.
Yeah.
Even though Hulk Hogan's making a comeback now. But
maybe we could have gotten some money from him if we included him.
He probably could have sponsored this tape. He could. Damn it. I should have had the foresight to think he's going to win $150
next
million. Dollars.
Next year.
Yeah. So four names, the four regions. The four regions here. We got the Undertaker region. Obvious reasons. I mean, come on. 22-1 at WrestleMania. He went 21-0. The streak. So that's one region. Another region, Shawn Michaels region. Mm-hmm. Another obvious reason. He's Mr. WrestleMania.
Even though he's lost more than he won.
Right, but he, you know, the showstopper,
it's
right?
It's the performance that counts, right. Yes.
In his case, that's what matters. Then we got Steve Austin. if we were going to include Hulk Hogan, he probably would have took Steve Austin's spot.
Yeah.
Because he's not that, you don't think, like, WrestleMania Steve Austin, but he's one of the biggest stars in the history of the business, so he's an apt replacement for the Hulkster. So that's one reason there, and we got the man who created WrestleMania, Vincent Kennedy McMahon. He's another region.
My dude.
Right. So where I kind of put these, first thing I did, I made the seeds first. I put the seed lines out. So I made all the one seeds, all the two seeds, all the three seeds, down to six seeds. Right?
Right.
And then I put each event in the region where I thought that it kind of associated with the person representing the region.
All right.
So that did that. That's why we got kind of some unique matchups here.
Yeah.
So let's start off in the Undertaker region. I don't think you did.
I'm good.
You done? Yeah. You good?
Okay. I'm just nitpicking.
Okay. Yeah, pecking your nose.
No. Out there.
Digging
no.
for gold. But let's start in the Undertaker region. We got the top two seeds that are getting buys. They're getting first round buys, right?
Right.
Number one seed. Now tell me what you think about this, Brian. You can weigh in and think, you know, give your opinion.
Yeah, definitely will.
About the seeds here.
Yeah.
Number one seed in the Undertaker region, WrestleMania 17.
Which I think is the number one overall seed.
Oh. We can make that argument. I didn't do it on number one overall, but Nick is shaking his head.
I didn't say anything.
Okay. He's shaking your head, though. The number two seed in the Undertaker region is WrestleMania 21. Again, this two gets a bye, so we're not going to see these two for a while.
Right.
The number three seed in the Undertaker region, WrestleMania 28. So remember, that was Rock, Cena, one. The Once in a Lifetime Part 1. Who else on there? That's Daniel Bryan's 18-second loss.
Yeah, the Taker, Triple H.
Right, the end of an era. So that WrestleMania had two matches that were built certain ways, and it didn't... Like, what the hell was the end of an era? Like, what did that even mean? Like, they're still wrestling.
Not a damn thing.
I think that was Jim Ross's last commentary, right? Maybe.
I think it was his last WrestleMania.
That wasn't exactly what they were talking about.
Right, like...
They weren't. They had no idea Jim Ross would be commentating Roy Jones fights in 2016.
Right, like fighting fans. Let's not get into that, because that was a debacle. All right. WrestleMania 28, number three seed. It was still decent WrestleMania.
Yeah.
The sixth seed, they will face WrestleMania 13. Now, of course, this is when Undertaker won his second world title, and it's when he beat Sid.
Yes.
Yeah. At WrestleMania 13. The fourth seed in the Taker region, WrestleMania 24. Now, this is when he beat Edge in the main event for the world title.
Right.
Right. You also had a Money in the Bank match. You had
that was when Edge was undefeated at WrestleMania. Right.
He was like 5-0 or something like that. And it was also when Flair retired. Yeah, Shawn Michaels beat him in the main event. The five seed in this region in the final matchup in the Taker region is WrestleMania 25. Now that's not a coincidence. I didn't do that on purpose. That's just how it kind of shook out. So we got WrestleMania 23 versus WrestleMania 28 versus 13, and the 4-5 is WrestleMania 24 versus WrestleMania 25, and of course WrestleMania 25 is Taker versus Michaels, which is in my opinion the greatest match in WrestleMania history. So any debate about the seedings there or
nah.
All right, now we're gonna go down to the HBK region, the Shawn Michaels region. The number one seed in the Shawn Michaels region is WrestleMania 19. All right, that's when he faced Jericho. Beat Jericho in his first match, WrestleMania match. Was it 5 years? I think it was. The number two seed.
14 was his last one.
Yeah, the number two seed, and of course that was Brock, Kurt Angle, Hogan, Vince. Mm-hmm. And I think underrated WrestleMania, in my opinion.
Rock, Austin, 3.
Right, the last one. The two seed in Michaels region, WrestleMania 22. That was when Michaels faced Vince McMahon in a very underrated WrestleMania match. That match was cool. Also had Cena, Triple H. Mm-hmm. Mysterio won the title. You had Edge versus Mick Foley. So decent WrestleMania. Again, that's why it's number two seed. So those get buys. The three seed in the Shawn Michaels region, WrestleMania 20. That's when he's in the main event with Triple H and Benoit. What else is on that card?
Goldberg. Kane.
Goldberg and
Goldberg,
Brock.
Goldberg and Brock.
Right. That's why it's a three seed.
Cena, Big Show in the beginning.
Guerrero, Kurt Angle. Underrated, forgotten WWE title match. Mm-hmm. The sixth seed, which will face WrestleMania 20, WrestleMania 12. Which was Shawn Michaels and the Iron Man match against Bret Hart.
That's kind of surprised at that seating a little bit.
You know
but
what? That's my upset special right there.
That's your upset special? I remember what was on this card now.
No, yeah. I
like Iron Man match. Shawn Michaels versus Bret. Yeah. Now, name me another match in that card.
Undertaker Diesel.
Give me another match.
Piper Gold Dust.
All right.
Stone Cold and Savio Vega.
Stop it. Stop it right there.
You know what? It's not my
six-man. Yokozuna, Jake Roberts, Ahmed Johnson versus
the six-man
Cornette Camp.
Yeah, with Yokozuna and Owen Hart. Yeah.
And the pre-show had the Bodydonnas and the Godwins.
Pow. Stop it.
You want more? I know a couple more.
Yeah, you know a lot about this.
The Bodydonnas?
Nothing about anything else.
It's a wheelhouse.
Exactly.
I don't remember the Bodydonnas match at all.
Nick is quiet as hell on the Brian Isley show. Nick don't say nothing. What are you guys talking about?
All right.
I'm on Google the whole time.
The 4-5 in the Shawn Michaels region. The 4 seed is WrestleMania 10.
Right.
Which was, of course, when Michaels did the ladder match with Razor Ramon. Mm-hmm. Also, you had Owen beat Bret, which is probably the greatest opening match.
Yeah, it was great.
In WrestleMania history. You also had Bret beat Yokozuna. We had Adam Bomb versus... No, was it Adam Bomb on that card?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
Adam Bomb beat somebody. Earthquake.
Earthquake beat him.
We had Crush and Macho Man.
And I love that match.
That was
you said the ladder match, right? Shawn Michaels.
Yeah, I said the ladder match. That's the first one. That's why
that's
I put in the Shawn Michaels.
That's awesome, too.
And the 5 seed, again... Not done on purpose, just how I seeded it.
Right.
WrestleMania 5. It's a 5 seed. So you got WrestleMania 10.
Mega Powers Collide, right?
Right, versus WrestleMania 5. Now, again, the main event, memorable, but what else is on that card?
Not Strikeforce, that's for sure.
They broke up on that card, didn't they?
Yeah.
Brian's so sad. I'm going to revisit the day.
I was waiting for that one.
I'm going to revisit the sad day.
Screw WrestleMania 5.
That's a tough matchup, man.
Why did this WrestleMania make the cut?
Because you can't leave off the Mega Powers exploding.
Give a damn about the Mega Powers exploding.
And you can't leave off Strikeforce exploding on the same card.
That was worse.
That's historic.
I cried. Forget Macho Man and Hogan. They always broke up and got back together anyway. I might give a damn about them.
Break up the makeup. All right. Let's move to the other side of the bracket, to the Austin region.
Yeah, please do.
Austin was kind of tough because he only wrestled at like 4 WrestleManias, 12, 13, 14, 15. So it's 12, 13, 14, 15, and 17, 19.
And 19.
So 6. And I got 17 and 19 in other brackets already, other regions. So the number one and two seeds have really have nothing to do with Austin. Austin was on one show. He was on the show, but he didn't wrestle. So WrestleMania...
It was 30, right?
Right. WrestleMania 30 is the number one seed in the Austin region.
One of the greatest moments.
Right. So at least Austin was an opening of the show. The number two seed is WrestleMania 31.
Right.
So those will get buys. So we have that. The three seed in the Austin region is something that has a lot to do with Steve Austin. That's WrestleMania 14. Which is where he won a title. Mm-hmm. We also had Triple H versus Owen Hart, Rock versus Shamrock, and the first
dumpster
meeting
match.
First meeting between Undertaker and Kane, right. Which was huge at that point, and the dumpster match with Chainsaw
that's
Charlie.
When Sable turned on Mero, I think.
No, they had a tag team match.
Yeah, that's right. Against Luna and Goldust.
Right.
And it was in Boston and it had awesome pop.
Right.
Yeah.
Pete Rose got tombstone.
Yeah.
Right.
The Battle Royal in the beginning.
No, stop. With the new Midnight Express.
The LOD 2000.
Bodacious Bart.
Yeah.
And bombastic.
Midnight Express.
They should have won.
That is blasphemous.
Damn it.
That is ridiculous.
That's like, get rid of 14, damn it.
That's like somebody coming out with a new Strike Force. Get the hell out of here.
Come on, nobody want to hear that. New Strike Force. Brian was the only one. Boo. Where's Rick Martel at?
Everybody else would be like, who? Who are you talking?
Who's Strike Force?
Exactly. Hate you guys.
That was him. That wasn't me that time.
Why am I even on this show today?
We ambushed you with Strike Force.
The sixth seed in the Austin region is WrestleMania 15. Now
makes sense.
Is Austin beating Rock? Now it's a sixth seed. It's a sixth seed. It's not a great WrestleMania by any stretch.
It was in Philly.
It was in Philly, and Austin beat Rock in the main event. Other matches in the card, but it's a six seed, so it's not like I put it like a two seed or something like that. The number four seed in this region is WrestleMania 8. Has nothing to do with Steve Austin, but it had to go somewhere.
And it had Tito Santana in it,
and Rick Martel.
And Rick Martel,
but they weren't Strike Force. So we won't
no, they weren't. I'm doing all Strike Force references for the rest of the
match
show.
Ever.
What was that?
What I think is the best championship match ever.
Rick and Macho Man.
Yeah.
The best WWE Championship match ever.
Yeah.
Not just WrestleMania history, but ever.
Nope.
Wow. That's going out on a limb.
The limb.
It is.
Because I'm pretty sure I can think of a better championship match.
It's opinion. I mean, you can't beat my opinion.
Whatever.
Oh, man. A dreaded O word.
This is what we do here. We opinionate, right? Right? Oh, opine. That's
you
a
go.
Good word.
There you go.
Opine.
I like it.
You ever see that clip of Family Feud when the guy was like, what's a word that, name a word that goes with pork? And the guy said, upine.
Nah.
Name a word that goes like after pork. So it's like pork chop, you know, pork rind.
Right.
And the guy said, upine.
Oh my God.
Yeah. I just thought of that when I said opine.
Use that in your next
Jesus.
Stand-up.
Jesus. That's ridiculous.
It was stupid. It was stupid. But the five seed in this region, in the Austin region, is WrestleMania 16. And he wasn't even on the show, but he was hurt. But
which was billed as WrestleMania 2000, right?
Right. But to keep it easy for us to remember.
Gotcha.
WrestleMania 16. That's what it is, 2000. Damn it. Not WrestleMania 2000.
So what are you going to do when this 2000th WrestleMania comes up? Get to it.
Damn.
That's quite a long time from now.
Yeah. Good thing we won't be around.
Right. Or when I guess when WrestleMania 3, when the year 3000 comes up, WrestleMania 3000, right? Yeah. All right. Last region, the final region. I know some people are sitting on pins and needles hoping their favorite WrestleMania gets in. These are the last six spots right now. All right.
There we
go. Number one seed in the McMahon region, WrestleMania 3. By far the biggest WrestleMania of all time.
Ooh, I might change that and make that my number one overall seed.
Okay. We got, you know, of course, Hogan Andre, Steamboat Savage. Don't forget about the Junkyard Dog and Harley Race. Piper versus Adonis and Piper's quote-unquote retirement match. We had the midget match, a mini match with King Kong Bundy and Hillbilly Jim.
Yep.
Right? The number two seed is WrestleMania 6. So, the other big one.
My first WrestleMania ever.
Right. Yeah, Hogan Warrior. We had Dusty and what's his name? Dusty and Sapphire versus Macho Man
Savage
and Sherry.
And Elizabeth. Sherry. Well,
it was Sherry.
Liz was with Dusty.
Right. What else is on the card? Piper versus Bad News Brown.
The tag titles, Demolition versus the Colossal Connection, which
true.
Andre turned on Heenan, which was really cool.
Right. This is Andre's last, I think probably his last official match. Definitely his last WrestleMania match.
Yeah.
Man, WrestleMania 6 turns schools into war zones.
Because of Hogan the Warrior.
Because of Hogan the Warrior. Right. Used to get jumped after school if you were on the wrong side of school.
Damn.
For real. Like, I was Hogan. And the biggest bully in our grade was Ultimate Warrior fan. But he was only like 3 feet tall. He had a jerry curl and everything. He looked like Eazy-E. Real talk. He looked just like Eazy-E. And he rolled up on me one day. I was at the wrong place at the wrong time. He had his goons with him. He said, Warrior, a Hogan. And I just stole him and ran away. True story.
Hogan, a Warrior.
He ran away. Because I ran away after that. Yeah.
Either way, he's going to say the wrong answer. The number
also
three.
Jake Roberts and DiBiase. I don't know if
technically. Oh, yeah.
It was for the $1 million
championship. Yeah. WrestleMania, the three seed in the McMahon region. WrestleMania 18. This was
X8.
X8, yeah. Jericho, Triple H is in the main event, but we had Rock Hogan.
The real main event.
Right.
Pretty much, yeah.
We had Steve Austin versus Scott Hall.
Yeah.
Which made Steve Austin pick up his ball and go home.
Yeah, he was rather upset about that.
Yeah.
Kurt Angle versus Kane. Yeah. Booker T versus Edge in the Shampoo match.
I think there was a triple threat women's title match.
Yeah. Trish Stratus. Jazz
in there.
Yeah. And Lita.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's that. Sixth seed in this region. WrestleMania 23.
I like it.
I kind of fought over that. Like, I kind of was like, I don't know. But
it's a good seed. It's a good seed.
You had two really good main events.
Refresh
though.
My memory on WrestleMania 23, please.
Main event was Cena versus Michaels, which is really good. I think kind of another forgotten, like, this is really good. Because I think a lot of people remember the Raw match when it went like an hour. But this match is really good, too.
Okay.
And you had Undertaker versus Batista, another really good match. Money in the Bank. And that's about it as far as the good stuff.
I like Lashley Ibaka.
Stop it. That was the Battle of the Billionaires match. Yeah.
Oh.
Right, so that was cool to see him, man's head get shaved. But other than that, it's like,
and his face afterwards.
It was no way like Lashley was going to lose that one, because if you shave Donald Trump's head, it's all tracks. So what are you really shaving?
That's right. Shaving his scalp. some people probably want to do that now.
Among other things.
Right. Scalp him. The fourth seed in this region is WrestleMania 4. Again, not just a coincidence. I didn't do it on purpose.
I think you did.
I didn't, actually.
I think you did, too.
Whatever. WrestleMania 4. So, of course, it's the tournament for the title where Macho Man won. And you had a Battle Royal on the show, too, where Bad News Brown won.
Okay.
This is when Brett,
when he destroyed the trophy.
Right. Mm-hmm. Brett kind of pretty much turned babyface on this card.
Funny as hell.
And the five seed, the last of the announced events, is the very first, WrestleMania 1. Now, I know, I've watched WrestleMania 1 from beginning to end. It's not the greatest show of all time, at least compared to the other WrestleManias.
Right.
I mean, you had the Executioner versus Tito Santana.
You watch your mouth, man.
Tito
watch
won.
Watch your damn mouth, man.
Tito won.
Of course he won. He's Tito Santana.
He went on like a 7 WrestleMania losing streak after this, though.
I don't give a damn. Love Tito Santana. Tito, what up?
I like Tito too, man. He's a teacher, like in Jersey somewhere, in North Jersey. I think I gotta
go find out. I'm gonna go see him.
King Kong Bundy squash SD Jones in like a 5-second match.
Body slam challenge.
Andre was a stud. And of course, the main event was Hogan and Mr. T versus Piper and Orndorff, with Orton in the corner and Snooker in the corner, and Muhammad Ali was an outside referee. Billy Martin was the ring announcer, and Liberace was in there. There's all kinds of stuff.
Whole bunch of stuff going on in that
match. Wendy Richter beat Leilani Kai with Cindy Lauper, and a lot of stuff going on.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, not Bruno Sammartino, but David Sammartino went against Brutus Beefcake. Or Brudai.
Where was he? Was he in AWA? Well, I remember him from...
David Sammartino?
Yeah.
He probably wasn't AWA. Who knows?
I remember him.
Who knows?
They were always talked about.
All right. So which region... So, all right. Here's the WrestleManias I left off. Mm. Yeah. All right, WrestleMania 2. Garbage.
Yeah.
They did too much. They were doing too much.
Three cities.
It was garbage. WrestleMania 9. Garbage. Outside of Doink and Crush, which I liked the Man in the Mirror gimmick when they had two Doinks. That's the only thing I liked.
I'm glad you got rid of that because they did Bret Dirty.
And they did Bret Dirty, yes.
I'm with you.
Loved the whole Roman thing. That was cool, but yeah. Rest of the show was garbage. Right. Shawn Michaels and Tonka was all right, but yeah, John Gonzalez.
I like the ring ropes. All about the ring ropes. All
right, Nick. Another
black, yellow, black.
You know, that was dope. The
whole theme motif.
The car sucked.
Garbage. WrestleMania 11.
Yeah.
Garbage.
Another garbage WrestleMania. Yeah, I'm glad you on point today. Right. You on point, Vaughn.
Now, another one. WrestleMania 26 I left off. Now, here's one I could have put on. I thought about it. But it's not just the match quality. It's like what happened on the show that you actually remember. I know.
So it was a year after. So how to have Undertaker, HBK.
Right, that was the second one, which was good. Really good. But do you remember, like, I didn't just do this bracket based on, like, match quality. I did it off a memorable, you know. You also had Cena, Batista.
Oh, yeah, which, yeah.
Right, exactly. It was, like, forgettable. Edge, Jericho. CM Punk.
That way Edge came back, right?
Right.
From his injury. Yeah.
CM Punk, Mysterio.
Yeah. Jack CM Swagger. Punk was in the mask, I think.
The mask was off at that point.
Okay.
It was a mask versus hair match, though. That's when he lost the hair, and that's when he put on the mask.
Gotcha.
I'm pretty sure that's what it was.
Right.
It was Mysterio lost, he had to join Straight Edge Society.
Okay.
Which would have been cool if they had done it.
Yeah.
But they didn't.
No.
So they were stupid. Swagger won Money in the Bank. We saw how that turned out. The opening match was a tag team match between Miz and Big Show against R-Truth and John Morrison. So that's all you had to hear about this. Like, all right? Oof. So it's forgettable.
Yeah,
oh,
they
had the legacy triple threat, which Randy Orton just won. So
yeah.
WrestleMania 27. Garbage. I mean, Miz and Cena. I mean, you had Rey Mysterio. Cody Rhodes beat Rey Mysterio. Just like, oh, that's kind of cool.
In the first Triple H Undertaker, well, second technically, but in that line,
and
which was good, but
not good enough to save the show,
right?
Mm. And then match the next year was much better,
yeah.
So let's not even spend any more time on that. Now here's another one I kind of thought about, WrestleMania 29. You had Rock Cena's twice in a lifetime. Brock versus Triple H wasn't a bad match, but you kind of forget about it, especially where they booked Brock since that match, right? Taker versus Punk was good.
Yeah.
And what else happened?
I think The Miz won the Intercontinental title on the pre-show.
You're right.
And then lost the next.
And we were at that show. We don't remember a damn thing, right?
Oh, yeah.
I remember Team Hell No beating the Ziggler and Big E.
Oh, God, yeah.
Right?
His bodyguard at the time. So
that was Big E's first match.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fandango beat Jericho in his first match.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. The next night it was funny when they started fandangoing, though. That's when it all started.
Right. So you see why I left that show off?
Yes.
And the last one, WrestleMania 7. Hogan Slaughter.
Top to bottom, I'd agree leaving that off, but it still has, in terms of memories, one of my favorites.
What, Warrior Savage? That's the only one for me. Yeah. All right. Fair enough, but other than that, like,
Warrior Savage.
I kind of liked the Nasty Boys beating Heart Foundation. I didn't expect it. It was kind of cool.
Big Jerry Sags, Mark.
Yeah, that's right.
Warrior Savage had better matches than that WrestleMania match.
Yeah, but it was just the drama. Probably
against each other. Well, the SummerSlam. I don't think that was better.
Yeah,
than their WrestleMania match.
The WrestleMania match is good though.
Yeah,
but yeah. So those are the ones I left off. So. What do you guys think of the bracket? Just tell me quickly what you think of the bracket so far.
I like it.
Yeah, it's fine. It's good.
All right. So let's start in the Taker region. Number 3 seed. Now, by the way, we're not going straight through with the bracket. We're going to reseed. So the lowest seed remaining will face the highest seed in the next round, number 1 seed or whatever. So we're going to reseed like the NFL does. So 3 seed, WrestleMania 28 versus 6 seed, WrestleMania 13. Who you got?
28.
I have 28 as well. So we're moving WrestleMania 28 on. Now, we don't really have to make a case for either one. It's just...
No. I mean, 13's 13.
Right, 28 is 28. 13 had, like, nothing. Well, it had Steve Austin versus Bret Hart, which was... But the main event fell short. you want to do it, Nick? Cause you got, no, we'll you do it over here? Okay. The 4-5 matchup, WrestleMania 24 versus WrestleMania 25. Who you got?
I got 24.
I got 25.
I got 24.
24 moves on. So this is why we had you, Brian, so we can settle these debates like this.
Awesome.
So you 24,
made the right?
Right
choice.
That's debatable, but whatever.
Not anymore.
For the purposes of this, all right. All right, let's go through the first round some more.
Let's go.
HBK region, 3-seed WrestleMania 20 versus 6-seed WrestleMania 12. Now, so, whoa, let me do the seedings again because WrestleMania. Okay, WrestleMania 20 will face WrestleMania 17. So I got it right. All right, cool.
I'm
20 versus 12.
I'm going 20.
I'm going 12.
I thought you liked 12 a whole bunch.
Not more than 20, though.
All right. Well, I'm going 20. So that'll face that will face WrestleMania 19 because that's a that 1 seed. So I'm going 20. Right.
So that's just because Benoit, Brian. Is that why?
Yeah.
Can't fault you for that.
All right. 4-5. So this will face the winner. This will face number 2 seed, mm-hmm. 22. WrestleMania 10 versus WrestleMania 5. To me, this is tough. I had a hard time over this. So you guys go.
I'm going 10.
I went with 5, but I'm overruled anyway. So I'm going with, it has to be 10.
Yeah, better than 10?
I thought the main event was better. I mean, whatever. I mean, I agree with you. I mean, I don't hate it. That's why I wrestled with it. It was a tough decision. Yeah. Okay, I'll just make sure I got the seedings right. All right. Here you go, Nick.
All right.
Austin region, WrestleMania 14, 3-seed versus 6-seed, WrestleMania 15. I got WrestleMania 14 all the way here.
I do as well.
Same.
Unanimous. Yeah. So that will face 30. No, actually, no. We got this wrong.
Yeah.
No, this is, it has to face 31. So I got to redo it over here, too. All right. So WrestleMania 28 won't face 19. Yeah, so this is how we adjust things here, guys, on the fly. That's why we need a visual aid, see? So was that 28?
Need an intern.
Yeah, we do need that, too. WrestleMania 20 will face 22. And this is WrestleMania 20. 20, okay.
No, 20 here.
Right? Oh, yeah.
And then it was 10. And
22 versus 22, huh? That'd be stupid. Yeah.
Like Undertaker versus Undertaker.
It's a draw.
Right, there you go.
All right. So now we're...
All right, so 4-5 matchup, WrestleMania 8 versus WrestleMania 16.
Eight,
Tito.
He lost there.
Eight. It's going through.
There.
It's going through anyway. So eight. I picked 8 as well. So, all right. So we got McMahon 3-6, 18 versus 23.
Whew.
I got 18.
So do I.
I would have had 23.
So it's 18. So that will be facing 2.
Was on. So.
And
got 4-1.
WrestleMania 4 is the 4-seed. WrestleMania 5 is the 1-seed.
Kinda I'll go tough. 4.
I'm going 4?
It was an AC 4.
All right, I'll go 4. So it is settled right there. All right, now we're on to our
second round.
Is this a Sweet 16? Is it 16 now?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Yeah.
All right, we're in the Sweet 16 here. It's getting down to it. First Sweet 16 matchup is the 1-seed, WrestleMania 17 in the Taker region, going against what was the 4-seed, WrestleMania 24.
I'll go 17.
17.
You sound a little reluctant there, Nick. I don't know.
No, really wanted to do that. Not, 17 versus 24, not even close. To
okay. The 2-seed, WrestleMania 21, going against what was the 3-seed in WrestleMania 28.
I'll go 21.
28.
Ooh, man. I'm going 21, man.
Okay.
21 had Kurt versus Shawn Michaels. I thought Batista and Triple H was good. The Money in the Bank was really good. Eddie Guerrero versus Mysterio.
Cena, JBL was kind of underrated, but not.
Undertaker versus Orton was really good.
Yeah, that was.
And it's 21. All right. HBK region. Second round, Sweet 16. We got WrestleMania 19, number one seed, going against what was the fourth seed, the WrestleMania 10.
Whew. This might be the toughest one for me.
Not for me.
So far. But I'm going to go 19.
I'm going to go 10.
Wow, 10. Better than 19?
Nostalgia.
I'm going 19, yo. 19 was...
10 was the first WrestleMania after 6 that I forgot to record on tape.
Oh, man.
So I was, like, freaking out over, like, 5 months trying to get that tape.
What match on 19 is better than the ladder match?
Let's see. We got a couple candidates. We got either... You got Shawn Michaels versus Jericho. You can go with maybe Austin versus Rock.
Nah.
Even Angle Lesnar.
But that's good, really, but that's good. One match, though. We're talking about the entire show.
I dig it.
You know what I'm saying?
That's why y'all won out.
A-Train and...
Stop it.
Okay.
The 2 seed, WrestleMania 22 versus what was the 3 seed, WrestleMania 20.
I'm going 20.
20.
Man, 20. We got an upset there. First upset, I believe.
Ooh.
The lower seed is beating the higher. So it's not really an upset, but WrestleMania 20 beating 22. I would have won 22 there.
Really?
Yeah.
How come?
I just like the card. I thought 22 had a deeper card than 20.
I think 22 is underrated, but to me, 20 just still stands out as one of the best for me.
All right. Well, we're on the other side of the bracket now. We're in the Sweet 16 on the Austin side. We got the number one seed, WrestleMania 30, going against what was the number four seed, WrestleMania 8.
This is cake. 30.
30.
Same.
Mm. All right, now we got the 2 seed, WrestleMania 31, going against what was the 3 seed, WrestleMania 14.
This is
it's a little bit tougher than I thought it was going
to be. Yeah, I was going to say the same thing, just because I think 14 is one of the more underrated ones of all time.
And it really was. I don't know. When I left the stadium that day, I thought it was great. You can look at it in hindsight and think whatever you want, I guess, but.
I'm going to go 14.
I'm going 14.
Damn, it doesn't even matter what I say. Yeah, 14. Damn,
history-wise, it means a little bit more. I know Rollins cash-in is amazing.
So we got a 3 beating a 2 there. Right? No 60s advance because they don't deserve to advance.
Yeah.
So we got another 2 threes beating 2s. That's cool. Okay. Yeah. All right. McMahon region. Number 1 Ooh. Seed, WrestleMania 3 versus what was number 4 seed, WrestleMania 4.
I'll go 3.
3. All right, 3. Don't wait for me.
You go first this time.
All right. Number 2 seed, WrestleMania 6 versus what was the number 3 seed, WrestleMania 18. I'm going 6.
Ditto.
I think it's more memorable.
I almost got killed for 6. I'm going 18.
I'm just going for. Well, I think maybe 6. Maybe 18 is probably a deeper card, but I think 6 is just more memorable.
Yeah,
just
remember absolutely. 6.
But they're both in Toronto. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah,
they're the 2 Toronto ones. How about that? Yeah. That's crazy. All right, now we're down to the Elite 8. So we got 17, 21, 19, 20, 30, 14, 3, and 6. Those are the ones that are remaining. All right. So that's the Taker Championship, right?
Yeah.
We're going to start there. The Taker Championship, number 1 seed, WrestleMania 17 versus number 2 seed, WrestleMania 21.
It's not that tough.
It's not that tough to me neither.
I just love 21, but I'll go 17.
17.
You're damn right it's 17.
It's not that tough.
21 is so underrated, man.
21 was good. I'll give you. That's why I gave it the number 2 seed.
Yeah.
I didn't disrespect it.
Right.
Maybe it's got a tough draw with being with 17.
There's a slight gap between 17 and 21.
At least. A slight one. But, all right, HBK region, Elite 8. We got WrestleMania 19 was number 1 seed versus number 3 seed in WrestleMania 20.
I'll go 20.
I got 19.
I got 19 as well. We thought it was 20.
I am surprised at that.
Is your bracket busted now?
Yeah. 19 over 20.
Yeah, man. 19 is a deeper card, man. 20 was good.
Wow. My bracket was busted when you ain't pick 8.
And when we pick 6, too.
Right. I'm done.
But, 19, come on. You got Taker. Not Taker.
No, he was all there. Forget his match. A-Train and someone else.
Hogan McMahon. Brock Angle. Jericho, HBK. Rock Austin. Even Booker T and Triple H was a decent match, even though the outcome was horribly wrong. But... Look, even the Cruiserweight title match was good. Matt Hardy versus Rey Mysterio.
I still think 20 was good top to bottom as well.
Not better than 19, though.
Well, in your opinion.
All right, so during the Final Four. All right. I opined that, and you lost. Yeah. So
Austin title.
Austin title matchup. WrestleMania 30 versus WrestleMania 14.
I'll go 30.
I'll go 30.
It's unanimous. WrestleMania 30. Is that an egg or a zero? Okay, there we go.
It's even worse.
And the McMahon title matchup. WrestleMania 3 versus WrestleMania 6. That's tough.
Boy. No, it's not. I'm going 3.
That's 3, yeah. 3 got probably the greatest match of all time. And Hogan, Warrior, damn it, who is it? Savage Steamboat.
And then it's got the biggest match of all time with Hogan and Giant.
Hogan 6 and Giant. Being my first ever...
Six was big, but what was the next match that was like great?
Listen, man, to hell with six. I'm glad
Hercules and whoever he faced. I remember that.
Stop it. All right, so
maybe
we didn't go all chalk, but we got all one seeds in the Final Four.
Yeah, we do.
Hey, that's why they did one seeds.
Right. So we got the one seed out of the Taker region in the Final Four is WrestleMania 17. Out of the HBK, we have WrestleMania 19. Out of the Austin, we have WrestleMania 30, and out of the McMahon, we have WrestleMania 3. Now we got to go to the left side of the bracket here.
Yeah,
and we have the first Final Four matchup, first semifinal, WrestleMania 17 versus WrestleMania 19.
17
really ain't that tough.
17, yeah, right there, something like that. So WrestleMania 17 is in the final. Who will it face in the final? WrestleMania 30.
Drama.
Or WrestleMania 3.
Now that's tough.
You guys go first.
3.
I'm going 30. So Nick, you gotta break this now. Before you do it, let's present our case. Let's be fair, right?
Yeah.
Hey, man, like we said before, when we made 3 in the Final Four, it has the greatest match between Steamboat and Savage, and it has the biggest match between Hogan and Andre the Giant. You can't beat that.
Now, WrestleMania 30 has one of the best opening matches of all time, Daniel Bryan versus Triple H.
Dope.
You had Cesaro body slamming Big Show over the top rope in one of the craziest moments of all time.
Super dope.
Daniel Bryan won the title in the main event. What you mean, man? That's Daniel Bryan. Come on.
Oh, boy.
And you had, this wasn't necessarily a cheerful moment, but The Undertaker lost the streak. And it was a very, very, very memorable moment.
Yes. It was.
And I was there. So.
And I remember watching that on my recliner, and I was just like everybody in the audience when Taker lost. So I'm going with 30.
Good man.
Here we go.
WrestleMania 3 had a good run.
It did. It is one of the best of all time. Mm-hmm.
It's in the Final Four.
Yeah, I mean, you can't go wrong with that. Like WrestleMania 2 made it to the Final Four.
Like, I should have just did it, like put it in there and just kept voting for it.
I would have walked off. I would have left.
Like the George Mason of the bracket.
Wait for you guys to clear out from my show. I would have left.
All right, now we're getting the final matchup here. The finale. We have WrestleMania 17 versus WrestleMania 30. Now, we haven't talked a whole bunch about WrestleMania 17, actually. We just went over WrestleMania 30, but WrestleMania 17 didn't have Rock versus Austin the second time at WrestleMania. We had Triple H versus Undertaker, the forgotten one, so to speak.
Which was a hell of a match.
Right. TLC. What you mean? Don't roll your eyes. What the hell does that mean, Nick?
Nigga's a hater, man.
WrestleMania, we had TLC 2. We had Jericho versus William Regal. We had the hardcore title match, Triple Threat, which was hilarious. The gimmick battle royal. Benoit versus Angle. All right, now, Nick, you said you watched this show recently.
I did.
Tell me what you thought after now, like in hindsight now.
Looking back, the good matches were better than I remembered. So, Angle Benoit was great. A lot better than I remembered.
Told you.
TLC 2, the best TLC match I think ever. And Austin Rock. I just kind of forget how many near falls there were and how many like false finishes, and the crowd reaction was great. Obviously, Austin McMahon, that whole thing coming together.
And don't forget Shane versus Vince.
Yes.
On that card, yeah, too.
So, it wasn't a slam dunk for me. Like, I know last week I said, 17, wow, whatever. This is a lot better than I give it credit for, looking back. But I think the triple threat hardcore title was okay.
That was hilarious.
But the first two matches were, yeah.
All right, Jericho versus Regal wasn't, like, fantastic. And that six-man tag was, like, eh.
Yeah.
It was forgettable. Yeah. But
you didn't have any of that in WrestleMania 30, just saying.
I'm pretty sure if I thought about it. I mean, Cena versus Wyatt wasn't tremendous. That was
it
good.
Was.
That was good.
Because I watched 32
the
recently.
The Divas title match?
130?
Yeah.
It was good for what it was.
Get out of here.
It was an invitational. The women's championship match of 17 was terrible.
It was
terrible.
I'll take it more than the 14 women, the 14 women like non battle royal, like one pinfall wins. It's like a 14 match, like not triple threat match, but what's the thing for 14 people?
It was the invitational. They labeled it the invitational gauntlet, but it was just an invitational.
Yeah, a 14 tet triple threat match, like yeah, that's a battle royal. Like that's when it was going over the top rope. It was got a pinfall.
AJ won.
That's just dumb.
All right, so who you
AJ was better than China or Ivory. Just saying.
Whatever, dude. You're ridiculous.
By saying AJ was better than those two?
Than China?
Yeah.
Slim down, hot China?
Yeah.
Even super badass muscular China.
She'd
kill
she was
AJ.
Okay. Well, yeah, but I mean, I'm talking in the ring. Yes.
China didn't have to wrestle. She wrestled men. She didn't have to wrestle.
That's fine.
Two different eras.
That's fine. That means I can like AJ more than China.
Whatever, dude. Which one are you picking here?
Let's go 30.
17.
Man. This is tough.
It's not tough
this
now.
This is tough.
You should have went to you first.
This is tough. No, that's why I'm the tiebreaker.
No, you should be the tiebreaker.
I'm supposed to be the tiebreaker.
Right, but no, but like, if you do, or
either sides, way, it don't matter, yeah.
Right,
yeah.
I have to.
This is stupid, I quit.
What do you mean?
I'm not even going to put
it
in.
Why are you so upset? Wait, I'm thinking about it.
Oh, stop. You ain't thinking about nothing.
Yes, I am.
You're thinking about how you're going
to. I was at 30, I called it.
Stab me in the heart.
I made it all the way here. It made it all the way here. Just because.
You guys, it looks like you're second guessing.
It only made it that far because it wasn't. It was in a different bracket.
If it was here, it would still went through. It'll be. I would have picked it over 19.
Ooh.
In my opinion, WrestleMania 30 is in the exact spot it's supposed is as either 1 or 2. I'm going with 17 though. It's nothing to be ashamed of.
Nothing.
It's number 2 all time, and according to this.
17 is your
and
winner.
I was at 30. So I would have a much grandular, more like, you know, great nostalgic feel about it.
And be biased towards it.
Right. I was there. I was there when Undertaker lost. And fucking,
I was
and
biased place, towards 6.
And the place went silent. I remember
crap.
That. It, even though Undertaker losing was like, oh no, he lost. To me, being there is one of the greatest moments I've ever seen in wrestling ever, because I've never seen the building go like just dead in like a second.
Well, the gimmick battle royal was a waste of time.
No, it wasn't. You had to get to see Iron Sheik.
Better than, oh man, that was terrible.
He took 19 minutes to get to the ring.
He's still getting to the ring. It's not WrestleMania 38 yet.
Andre battle royal was better.
It had a better finish.
If Taylor was the producer at WrestleMania, he would have wrapped Iron Sheik.
And I'll tell you what, I watched Cena Wyatt. That match was a lot better than people
it
gave
it
credit
good,
for.
But was it better than Triple H and
Undertaker. I wouldn't say that. But it was better than Test and Eddie Guerrero.
Oh, of course it was. Of course it was. No fault 17 for having like 12 matches on the card. And 7:30 not only having like 8 or 9.
Don't forget the Shield versus the New Age Outlaws and Kane.
Which was like 5 seconds. 3 minutes. that wasn't as good as the 6-man tag that was on WrestleMania 17. No, that match got more than 3 minutes.
Yeah, but doesn't mean it was better.
It was competitive. It was. They didn't even get to do the fantasy entrances because they were rushing through.
The Shield was badass. Everything they did was awesome.
It was bad. It was much better than Right to Censor, but it wasn't better than that match. All right. So the winner.
Well, that's it.
Of the best WrestleMania ever bracket is WrestleMania 17. And it's not by like a big margin. It was close to me, at least. It was really close with 30. Again, I thought 30 was fantastic. Some major, major memorable historic happenings had happened at that show. Which is where it was why it was in the final two.
Yeah.
But 17 from top to bottom, just, I mean, come on. It doesn't get better than that. That WrestleMania was stacked.
If anyone is debating what main event was the best in WrestleMania history, Austin Rock, I still think, is way above even the triple threat at 20, the triple threat at 30.
No, triple threat at 20 was really good.
It was.
Triple threat at 30 wasn't it's quite as good as that. No. But
Austin Rock
just the fact
still,
that Daniel Bryan won.
Austin Rock is amazing.
Right. So, what thoughts, guys? As we wrap up here, some final thoughts.
I just hope WrestleMania 32 is as good as 17.
It was. It
probably won't be.
Don't hold your breath.
Yeah. But I think we made our points. We
make sure to take a picture of this, too, so
we can share with
the people.
And see what they think.
But yeah. So, yeah, guys, let us know.
So, next week, you know,
chime in.
Talk about 32.
Yeah, let us know what you guys think of the bracket. You got any dispute about the seedings?
Maybe you think it's crap that Vaughn left on WrestleMania 7.
It's not crap.
I'm just saying. It's maybe they think it, not me. Okay. I don't think it at all.
If I'm taking off any show, it's probably WrestleMania 23. That's probably the only show I would take. Maybe WrestleMania 15.
I remember nothing about 7 until you started talking about it.
I take 13 would be the one that I take off.
I think I'd leave that on.
Yeah.
Austin and Brett.
That was amazing, but so was Savage Warrior, and he left that.
And
off.
You had the 6-man, the Chicago Street Fight, the 6-man. That was fun. Yeah, they had the kitchen sink.
Overrated.
They hit. I might actually use the kitchen sink in that match. So,
true.
Yeah. Brian,
I'm good with it. I'm good. WrestleMania 17. I mean, I would have chose 8, but you know,
and 5 would have been buried and dead a long time ago.
All right. No doubt.
Nowhere to be seen.
Shout out to Strike Force.
Yeah, 5 lost to WrestleMania 10 first round. Okay. Yeah, mostly because of Brian, because Brian voted against it emphatically. Alright. So yeah, that's our bracket for WrestleMania 24 event bracket. It went quite well. Quite swell, even.
There you go.
Wish we had more time to discuss these things, but we're out of time. So Nick, or actually Brian, I'll start with you. Tell everybody where they can find you, and tell, you know, what's next on Wi-Fi Radio, by the way.
Yeah, yeah. What's next on Wi-Fi Radio? In about 20 minutes, the Brian Isley Show. And you can tune in for that every Friday at 7 p.m. right here on Wi-Fi Radio. You can find me on Twitter at Brian Isley Live, on Instagram at Brian Isley, on Facebook, search the Brian Isley Show.
There you go.
And Nick, tell people where they can find us.
They can find us, me, and you at Shooters Radio on Twitter and at facebook.com/TheStraightShooters.
By the way, Straight Shooters broke the news this past Monday.
They did.
We did. About where, when next time WWE's coming to Philly.
Yeah.
Tuesday, September 13th, right?
Right.
Later this year for SmackDown.
SmackDown, yeah.
So okay.
We broke that news.
Before they announced it in the arena.
Wow.
We got it.
You guys are awesome.
So don't forget that.
Okay.
We got good sources.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, we
friends in high places. So you can find out exclusive.
Right.
On
follow
Shooters
me.
Radio.
Follow me at Nick Bacone as well. And Vaughn?
At Vaughn M. Johnson. I'll have a story coming up soon on Philly.com with Diamond Dallas Page.
Nice.
The Master of the Diamond Cutter, and about a local promotion in New Jersey in Asbury Park called Superkick.
Yeah.
So you want to? That sounds interesting, right? Well, yeah. You'll learn more about it. My story coming up early next week. So, yeah. So again, facebook.com/straightshooters. Make sure to hit us up on iTunes, rate and review us, and subscribe.
You writing a WrestleMania preview this for next week?
Yes, I am.
So am I. So stay tuned for our previews, and we'll talk about them on the air next week as well.
Right, and we have our predictions. Mm-hmm. I think I'll be talking to Andrew Goldstein. So we might have to get him on next week too.
Yeah,
get Andrew Goldstein on and have talk with him. Talk about WrestleMania. That'll be next Friday. Hopefully, he's not too busy doing stuff for WrestleMania. I don't know if he's going or not, but.
If he does, it should take us.
He's got money. He's getting paid, right, Andrew? Getting money now. Mr. Big Shot over there writing television shows for MTV. You know, let me get like $1. That'd be nice. $1.
But, me too.
All right, well, for Brian Isley and Nick Pacone, I am Vaughn Johnson. Thanks for listening to The Straight Shooters here on Wildfire Radio and on iTunes. Thanks for listening and catch us again next week.
See ya.
You've been listening to The Straight Shooters on Wildfire Radio. For advertising opportunities, contact Nick Pacone via email at PaconeNick@gmail.com or call 856-625-1190.